So how much
of your game plan was knowing that those guys like to be aggressive and maybe you could get them to expand the zone a little too strong?
That's a big part of it. You know, we know that, a team can definitely hit, so you got to make pitches, try not to make any mistakes. And, you know, definitely they swing hard, so you just kind of, try to keep mixing it up and keep making good pitches, and that's what we're able to do. Q did a good job back there tonight, and he deserves a lot of the credit.
Did you alter your patterns a lot, like each time for the order, or even within that?
I felt like I just tried to mix it up the whole game, not get stuck on one or two pitches. Just try to keep mixing everything up. I wasn't planning on doing it this way, but it worked out to where I was able to, break out the curveball in the third, fourth inning and kind of save it, and then the change up after that. So that always helps if you're able to do that.
Sometimes guys say they know when they're in the pen, when they're warming up, whether they're going to have a good game or not. Some guys say they really can't tell until they get on the mound. For yourself, could you tell today if you were going to have a good game?
You can't tell if you're going to have a good game or not, but I did feel good in the bullpen warming up. Command was there, but also the last game I felt pretty good in the bullpen too, and not so good. So,
right.
You never know, but it's always good to feel good. Going into the game, you don't ever want to have a bad bullpen. So,
how much does it help too? Of course, when you get so much offense, especially in that fifth inning, you're able to break the game.
that's nice. It makes it a lot easier to go out there and try to get ahead and throw strikes and let the defense work whenever you got a pretty big lead like that. You get behind or need to throw a strike to somebody or get ahead, and you're not so worried about, missing over the middle and giving up a big hit or a homer. So you can, it's just a lot easier. It takes a lot of the pressure off to go out there and pitch.
Were you a Braves fan?
Yeah, I was.
Kind of fun pitching against
them? And the first time or two it was kind of different, but now it's just another team. They're obviously not just another team. They're really good, but, it's not.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know what
I mean. I do.
The importance then, of course, of winning this game. I mean, you guys have a chance to go for a series win tomorrow. And just, like you said, they are a good team.
Yeah. I think that, they got as good a shot as anybody being in October, playing October baseball. So, when you play a team like that, you want to play your best baseball too. Try to, kind of see where you're at. I guess we know we're good, and we know we can play with anybody. But it's nice to get out there and beat the good teams.
This is the first time you've beaten the Braves. Did you know that? What does that mean to you?
I didn't think about it, but I do know that. Yes.
Does it mean anything?
No. I mean, wins and losses kind of out of our control. For the most part, I've threw some good games against them. They've hit me around a little bit in a couple games, but. It's went both ways. Just hadn't come out as a winner, so it's nice to just give us a chance. That's all we're trying to do, is keep it close.